אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, בהקדמת ספר הזוהר, מאמר החיזיון של רבי חייא.
Reading in the introduction to the book of Zohar, Rabbi Chiya's vision, beginning with when all the people gather. We remind you that you can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live.
Well, before reading the Zohar especially, we need to try to draw closer to each other, because only in the connection that's between us, not in everyone else, in the network of connection that we need to discover, that exists between us, but we need to discover it. So in that network that we will discover, we will also feel the upper light that fills that network. So we have to try to feel how connected we are, like a spider web in this network. In that network, we'll start to discern sefirot, partsufim, different circles of circles and lines, and eventually the whole of humanity will be arranged as a circle in one system where all the parts work in beautiful harmony. So we have to try to desire that harmony, that connection in mutuality, in arvut, and integrate with it. Basically, the entire Zohar is pulling us to it. And what we're talking about here is especially Rabbi Chiya, that gives us an example of how we need to be connected to each other.
And when all the peoples gather over the holy nations, and the waters dry out and pass through land, it will be in the future, at the end of correction, when all the nations of the world gather at once to destroy Israel. At that time it will be revealed that the minister of the sea will swallow all the waters of Bereshit, that the waters will dry out, and that the children of Israel will pass through land, as it is written.
As in the days when you come out from the land of Egypt, I will show you wonders. However, then was only the beginning, for it was only in the Red Sea and only for a time. The end of correction, however,
death will be swallowed up forever.
But the process is the same process, and we'll have to undergo the same actions, meaning we'll have to feel that we are in Egypt, the whole of humanity, certainly every circle, each and every circle according to its nature and how the will to receive, broken will to receive, was prepared in it. They'll have to feel that this is the disturbance, and therefore that they have to discover the connection only from the sense of enslavement.
Thus Matat clarified the oath he had taken, and each day the king visits the dough and remember the dough that is lying in the dust. Although the zivug he makes with his divinity each day is only in 390 firmaments, only in the first night of Malchut, and Malchut of Malchut remained lying in the dust. And it seems to us that the king does not remember her at all. It is not so. Rather, he visits her with each and every zivug, since in each zivug tears fall out because of the kicks that he kicks in the 390 firmaments. Also, they are not lost, but fall into the great sea, the Malchut of Malchut, who gradually receives her corrections through those tears. And to that extent, the minister of the sea is revived until the tears accumulate sufficiently to sort out the entire Malchut. This will be when all the nations of the world gather over Israel at once. At that time, the minister of the sea will be revived and will swallow up all the waters of Bereshit, since the Malchut of Malchut will receive her correction from the whole. Thus, the king visits the doe each day until she receives her correction from the whole.
This has to happen. There's no choice. Meaning, nations of the world and Israel have to be in collision. It's the part that holds the method of correction in it, and it wants to exit Egypt, meaning that sense of slavery that they cannot connect, and the opposite part, so that from this collision, the force of correction will appear for the rest of humanity. And if we rise above and come out of Egypt, then we then need to correct it when we specifically go out of it, exit it, in order to correct it. What's happening in the process that we went through is that we have corrected, well, just not to be confused, we have corrected the same Egypt in a process where the Malchut rose to Bina, and we have corrected it on the level of Bina, but not on the level of Malchut that now needs to be done. Well, we'll explain it more later.
And here, all of Rabbi Hizkiah's wishes appeared to him, for he saw that nothing withered in the dust. On the contrary, there is a zivug on it each day, as Matat has sworn to him.
Right, that by the small couplings, which is like the, which is what's called in the first nine sefirot, not in Malchut, but still it is corrected.
In the meantime, he heard a voice saying, make way for the Messiah King is coming to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. This is so because all the righteous there are heads of seminaries, and those seminaries are known there. And all those friends in each seminary rise from the seminary here to the seminary in the firmament. And the Messiah comes to all those seminaries and seals Torah from the mouths of the sages. At that time, the Messiah comes to Rabbi Shimon's seminary, crowned with high crowns from the heads of the seminaries. Since through this great revelation, in the oath of Matat, the revelation of the end, all those righteous rose very high, meaning they were in the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. It is all the more so with those two classes of righteous who caused the arrival of Matat and his oath, by which they obtained wondrous merits and all were crowned and arrived at the degrees of the heads of the seminaries. This is so because in all the seminaries there are members of the seminar and there are heads of the seminary over them. The difference between them is as vak from gar of the degree. When Matat disclosed the meaning of the end, a voice came out and said, make way, for the Messiah King is coming. This is so because the end is connected to the Messiah King. Also, he explains while all the righteous in Rabbi Shimon's seminary were rewarded with it, since all the righteous there are heads of seminaries, since to welcome the Messiah one needs equivalence of form with him. And since the Messiah King is light of Yechidah, Had all the friends not been rewarded with the attainment of being heads of seminaries, they would not have been rewarded with welcoming the Messiah. All those friends in each seminary rise from the seminary here to the seminary in the firmament. He tells us not to think that the heads of the seminaries is gar of inferior degrees. He says about that, the seminaries here were in high degrees, very sublime, until all the friends in those seminaries were rewarded with rising from there to the seminary in the firmament. And now all those members have been rewarded with being heads of seminaries.
Most important in these degrees is to attain the desire, and generally in each and every state. Why aren't we on fire? Why don't we really hold on to the next degree by the teeth? We always have to worry about how do we equip ourselves with greater desire, sharper desire, more aggressive desire, that I'm literally erupting from wanting something. That's the whole problem. He calls it in that letter this hardening, meaning that it has to be something that otherwise I'm better off dead. That's the entire problem on the higher degrees as well. Our work is to always work on the desire. That's called, may it be so, that the desire will always be there more and more.
What interconnection is there between the heads of the seminaries, the members of the seminary, and the head of the seminary?
Maybe we'll see in the next. The head of the seminary first teaches how to attain the Creator. You have to bow before not him, but his method, his Torah. Or look for someone else. And it's impossible that you study with someone and you don't want to study his method. The Torah doesn't pass on that way. You can study a science this way from a certain person, and even that is not exactly true. You'll always have a certain resistance, and it's not the complete study, but not the Torah. It all depends on the approach, the method, that you get an observation, an approach of the teacher, and that's how you study it. That's why it's always emphasized in the Torah whose teacher was did one study with. That's the whole matter, because you're always examining yourself. Did you hear? Did you read? Did you think correctly in line with the teacher? That's called the head of the seminary or the head of the group. You have to bow before his method. Otherwise, you won't acquire it. The student is that he acquires the approach, the observation of how to unlock reality exactly as his Rav does, and that is why the adhesion, the connection, is needed to see life through the same eyes, through the same attitude. Not our regular life, but everything. You dress into him and you look for how to see the way he sees from within him. That's the main thing in the study. Because there's a person, let's say, who sees reality in some unique way. How can you learn? In spirituality, learning this is only through dressing into him. When you literally try to put yourself into his body and through his mind and emotion and sight and so forth to see everything he sees. And that's called adhesion. That's called studying mouth to mouth. Through the mutual masach. To the extent that you can dress into him and study from his masach, receive from his masach, and you can. But if he, let's say, in his masach, he has a certain understanding and awareness of reality, if you nullify before him, then you receive it in a way that you only see. You know, it's like a kid sitting at the lap of the adult. So he still receives what he receives, but he's there. He's in that reality. Yes. Yes. But again, all of this is not in order to sanctify the teacher. Like there are all kinds of different streams that work on that, but you sanctify what he is adhered to. You want to adhere to that as well, meaning the his holiness is about what he's adhered to.
What type of connection between the friends should be created so that within it we will feel this outlook, this looking at reality the way the teacher does, so that we can dress in him like a child does?
That is a kind of connection that Rabash especially tells us about in all the articles. We've learned, you know, even that we had a workshop, the last one, about the greatness of the Rav or something. Well, in short, connecting with a group for the greatness. No, we had a workshop about this. Maybe the second to last.
Second to last, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so okay? Clear? What?
I want to bring us back to the lesson with your permission.
Please.
You said the sentence that, you know, stunned me. You said you need a great desire in order to advance.
What is there besides a desire?
So the impression you left is that it's almost impossible. As you were implying, it's almost impossible.
If Rabash used to tell me, if it was possible to go into a pharmacy and ask for desire, just like you ask for some medicine, that would be great. But there is no such pharmacy where you can buy a desire, and therefore we all stay sick. We're hurt by our egos, and there's no cure. There's no cure because we don't have a desire. That's all.
But the whole story is just to receive this desire. So what do you need to do? You have to be beaten in order to receive this desire. You have to have problems, troubles in life in order to receive this desire. I need to have the troubles and have a hard time in life so that I can increase my desire. Without that, I can't do it.
You're talking like a little baby who didn't even start being alive.
Okay, so I'm a baby.
Tell me, please, when you started your life until today, don't you advance by a desire? Of course you do, by a a lack? Of course you do. When do you enjoy? When you have a lack. When do you advance? When you want something. If not the desire, then you just sleep, then you stay in your bed, and you don't move. Why should I move? I don't lack anything. Isn't it obvious that it's all desire?
I have a desire for a Mercedes car or for a new fancy apartment or to make money.
You have good desires.
Yeah.
Good, so they develop you, so makes you go to study, to kill, to steal, to do whatever. But you do an action in order to fulfill the desire. For spirituality, you also have a desire. You have somewhat, you know. You still woke up and, you know, we see you here and there. So you have a desire, but the desire is probably insufficient to attain spirituality.
That's what I'm talking about, exactly. So our desires, all of our desires, are to be better off what, you know?
This is why Rabash writes that through envy you can increase your desire and not wait to receive it from above.
So that's what Oren started with, and I'm saying we have to be envious, jealous of Rav. When you ask what we need, we have to be envious of the Rav.
You can't be envy at me.
Why not? And how will I advance?
No, you can't. You can be envy at the friend.
I don't see the friends. I mean, how can I?
So because you disregard the friends, you can't grow your desire? That's the reason, I'm telling you. You don't realize who's sitting next to you. You don't understand, I'm telling you. If you come to the world of truth, then you'll realize who you sat with and how you disregarded them and why you didn't advance.
I don't disrespect him, God forbid, but I came here to study with you. I didn't come here to study before, and I came to hear you, not him. Here, I can hear his questions, but
you cannot receive from me because you have a lack of desire. That's called a prayer before a prayer. You don't have the lack for having the lack.
So how come I come here in the morning? Why do I do that for?
That's why I drew this, I don't remember when, that firstly you organize within, that's the group, we're all together. Arvut, mutual guarantee. Afterwards, then, together, through the Rav, we can receive from above the light that reforms. But first there has to be connection. Here, there has to be a connection. And if you disregard them, then you have no kli. That's how it works. Yes. When was this?
A few days ago.
A couple days ago, yeah. What?
Wednesday, the 5th of June.
See, June 5. You see, this is a student, and you're not even envy at him. He even remembers the date when it was, and you probably were asleep that day.
I don't disregard the students, God forbid. Nobody comes here to disregard the students. Look, according to what you presented, we don't need you. We just listen to you. Take a video, a cassette, and
if
just listen.
If you're not connected to others, if there's only you here, the person who wants to learn from a teacher, it's no longer a Rav. That's called a teacher. And you study from him some wisdom, knowledge. And here, if they're all connected, they study the Torah. Only through a group you can study the Torah.
So explain to me, not once when you go abroad, we're coming here on force. We come here without any desire, because you're not here. I realize it. It's just as me, everyone, ask them one by one. It's very hard to come to the lesson when you're not here. Why? Explain to me, why?
I would say differently. We now have a burdening of the heart, we have a lack, we have an ability to better connect and have such a great lesson so that it's not even felt. that the teacher is far away, and we, despite that, organize this with all our strength. It turns out that I'm carrying you. And if I disappear, there's no one to carry you. Yes, on.
Regarding the drawing, there's the group and Rav. Today, the type of connection between the group and the Rav is that Rav teaches what's in the books, and the friends in the group try to implement the advice as much as we can.
Trying to be in the tens in some connection, at least talking about how it needs to be, and here and there go out. You know, we're now going out to the book week. Were you there?
Yeah.
Yeah? At home. Why?
Oh, at work.
At work. Okay. Yeah, your work, you like to do nightly meetings, I understand. You get more money. Okay. Well, you see, these are very meaningful actions. It's not about even handing out the books or something. It's the fact that everyone goes out together and takes part, and it really brings them closer. Brings closer, so I really recommend it. Other than that, in the weekend, next weekend, we have a convention. So also try to somehow, and precisely when I'm not there, it's better for unity than usual. I'm telling you, it's more effective. We used to go with Rabash once a week, sometimes once in 2 weeks to Tiberia. And we went for 2 days, and all the students would remain on their own. And then that was, well, I think they earned from it. I spoke to him about it. They did. I also asked him, what am I losing if I'm coming with you as opposed to staying with them? There's some of this and some of that. It's not that simple. Yes, Danny? But it needs to be clear, this drawing is worthwhile. It's worthwhile. That's the difference between studying the Torah and studying wisdom. And everyone should self-scrutinize. What is he studying? And one day it could be this, the other could be that. There's no permanency here. It's not like you sign on where you are. Unless you enter mutual guarantee with them and they'll keep holding you even though you fall, so you're always in this circle, then it turns out that you're always under the light that reforms, even if you're not so directed at it today. But if you have no connection to the friends, or, you know, like you're saying, you know. So, at best, you come to hear a few wisdom things. Yeah, philosophy.
I want to remind you, a year ago you said...
What's happened to the microphone, Sergei? I don't understand.
A year ago you told me this sentence where everybody looked at you. You know, you said, what do you think? Even when I won't be in this world, and maybe you'll be in this world, you will always be connected to me, and I'm connected to Rabash, or Rabash is connected to him, and he's connected to...
The ladder of degrees does not change. That's
what
it's called.
Do you mean?
The ladder of degrees does not change. We're connected. What can you do? We were connected all the time. We were always connected. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who or what is everyone. That system is already set up, and it's by the shattering of the vessels, by its development, it developed, it unfolded that way, and therefore you have no choice. We're interconnected. I already agreed with it.
Yeah. So why do you now expect that we'll now detach from you? What are you telling us, really? Be independent?
No, all these games connecting or disconnecting is external, is there, so that you have a teasing to want to reach something.
Is it about you? I don't quite get it. What are you trying to tell us from the beginning of the lesson? Everybody maybe is asking.
I only want one thing, that you be on fire towards the goal, that this fire will force you to connect with the students, with your friends, and with me. And within us, all of us, when we hug everyone together, both you and me, then we'll discover the Creator within. That's it. That's what I want, but this requires a strong desire. Sometimes I don't see it. And without it, it's impossible. And that's why one shall help his friend. It means that through envy, you come to a strong desire. Yes. Sorry to take Tzvika as an example, but it turns out that every lesson he says we and ask a question and says we and ask everyone and
it's just a style of somebody working in the union, or not just in the union but the government, as they say, we the people. It's just a style.
No, but he took an example. He said, when you're not here, no one wants to come to the lesson. And the friends that I know, I actually just light each other up about how important this is. So my question is, what do I do in that state where he asks this question and he puts in this atmosphere that didn't even exist, and even so...
Beat him up. That's my recommendation between you and me.
No, but the question is how to relate to this. Someone asks something and, it's no one feels that way. And
so it's actually good that the person sometimes shows all kinds of doubts. He expresses them before everyone. And then we sort it out. We discuss it. Every question really has a certain doubt in it. It's good. I think that we learn from that. We learn from that. If it's to the point. It's worthwhile then, because everybody has all kinds of thoughts and states that go through him. Yes. Well?
Good morning.
Good morning. This...
From the discussion we're having now, I get the impression that the pharmacy is here between us.
That's true.
The pharmacy is Bnei Baruch. We all come here and try to get the medicine. And this is what's reflected from this discussion, that the pharmacy is within us. We come here and we need to come out of here with a cure.
That's why it's called one should help his friend, that through envy each one receives from the friends an additional desire. Yeah?
So we do have a pharmacy.
You're not letting us continue the lesson. Behind you. Maybe just say where you're from?
From Yokneam.
From Yokneam, all right. Nice. It's not, Beersheba, but it's closer.
What does it mean that I have a desire? How does it appear that I'm on fire? What?
Now let's say you have this general desire, you don't quite know. You put a baby into a toy store. You've seen it, right? He goes crazy. I want that, I want this. I saw it. It's a good example. Meaning a great desire, but it's not sorted out. That's for beginners. And also that's how we are in the beginning. I come, I want to absorb, grasp everything. My ears are like that, my eyes are like that, really. And later, gradually, it shrinks and it weakens. And then I have to be concerned both for the quality and for the quantity to grow, both of them, in my deficiency. Because the deficiency must be directed, that I actually shrink it, contract it by myself, that I don't spread around all kinds of businesses, engagements that suddenly become important to me, and earlier they weren't. Rather, constantly we have to work on the greatness of the desire and the sharpness. To what goal is it aimed? That's the main thing. There's nothing more than that, because a man is a desire, a deficiency. So the difference between a beginner who comes and is ready to really, now will be the most, and that's good, it's good. You have to let him be that way. Whatever you want, go ahead, take it. But later, he'll have to work on forming his own desire. We'll give it a shape, we'll give it a direction, we'll constantly check how to make it bigger, by which friends that he wants to connect with them, and all kinds of things through actions. But the concern is over the desire. It's an engine, a motor.
And let's say I have a desire. Let's say the person has a desire. Being afraid of collapsing, and the desire stays and he can make an effort, is that good?
Fear is something that's very good. However, you need to form it correctly. How do I use it? There are those that because of fear, they run away. Ooh, they just sit on the side and they're afraid. There are those in which this fear gives them the sharpness, focus in their thoughts, focus in their actions. They go and they sort out all the actions that they need to do, and they advance. Fear is something that's very good. It's the first mitzvah, the first commandment that the Zohar writes about is Yirah, fear, or oh, be afraid of this life, of the next world, missing the next world. And later, fear out of, am I capable of bestowing? And this way, we won't reach anything this way. I'll give Grandpa the microphone. Where is Sir from?
Good morning, I'm Dayan from the Ashdod group, from the first 10. A few times in the lesson we spoke about the desire to attain, to come to this eruption in order to attain more. And I have a problem, I desire, but on the other hand, I feel no reward. I don't feel the benefit. On the other hand, I work on faith above reason. But with faith above reason, I still have doubts, all kinds of doubts. How do I overcome all this?
You're saying it very nicely. Faith is the vessel where this vessel is outside of us. If it's in me, then instead of faith, I have knowledge, I have reception. If this vessel is outside of me, then I call this vessel faith. And then this vessel is filled up by bestowal. Meaning in me it is reception and knowledge. If it's in someone outside of me, it is faith and bestowal. But it's the same vessel, right? Now, how do I work with the vessel that is, say, in you, where compared to me, with respect to me, it's external, it's an external vessel, and I fill you up? This is called faith above reason, because it's not fulfillment in me, rather in you, and instead of reception, it is bestowal. How do I do it? That's the entire question. If I've done that, you know, we become as one. And then, instead of faith above reason and bestowal, I have as if reception and knowledge. Yes, that's what we work on until the light that dresses in you due to my actions, it would be as if external towards me would become my internal light.
And that will shed away the doubts?
you should receive everything within you, certainly. So what you lack is to fill my vessel as your vessel.
Where will I take the strength for it?
The light that reforms will join us.
The group or the ten or the friends, can they...
Yes, only them.
Can I rely on them to really give me the sufficient force?
Yes, only through them, only with them.
Thank you, dear Rav.
Is this clear? If not, ask about it.
About the drawing here, so there's a group and there's the Rav. So we study from the books, and you teach us what's in the books. Then you give us advice of how to connect within the group, how to connect.
Yes.
How, from that circle of the group...
I understand, yeah.
Can you...
reach this connection?
Yes, how can you break through from the lower level and connect to the upper one?
We'll work on it. We'll work on it. Now, for the time being, we're engaging in the tense, following the convention with God's help. We'll begin with additional things. Yes.
No,
give the Spanish guy who's going to translate.
¿Es posible expandir el deseo solamente dentro de la conexión entre nosotros o también es posible hacerlo a través del pensamiento, el deseo de otorgar?
¿Hay la arquivita razón?
Can expanding the desire be possible? Is it possible to expand the desire? Expanding our desire, can it come only through the thought or through action with all the group?
Through the thought and through the action. Thought. Action, thought, and desire. Well, and heart and mind, what else do we have? Sometimes we have to perform corporeal actions. Out of that, it influences our desire, our heart, or the heart influences the actions in a mutual, reciprocal manner. And then the thought, when it comes through the thought, we can either diminish or increase, amplify the desires.
You spoke about how we want basically to expand our desire. And the work in the tens that we have now.
Está siempre el trabajo hacia el amigo de generar la impresión, de generar esa envidia.
Is creating. That envy in the friend to do this.
Exigiéndonos acciones hacia el amigo de otorgamiento o el pensamiento nada más en el amigo en toda la decena es suficiente.
Can we demand it from the friend or only do it in thought?
Both this and that. That's why we have a physical group. Otherwise, everything would be possible to do simply by the thought. No, we have to be in a physical group together and really demand from one another. I want to be impressed from them. I want to be impressed by their words, by their qualities, by their, you know, everything that I'm capable of being impressed by. That they'll sing, that they'll dance. It doesn't matter what. Now say there's an opportunity to go out for the book fair. They're going out. I want to go with them. Why? To feel that I'm doing something with them and I'm really willing to serve them so long as I'm integrated with them. Mainly through such actions, I get the what's in them. This energy, the devotion, everything. That's what I want to acquire. Egoistically, simply. What's happening to us with That's it. That's it. Moving on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.